ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בעזרת השם שיעור יהיה לעילוי נשמת האיש הכשר, דוד בן נעמי דשי הלוי, רוח השם תנחנו בגן עדן אמן. ולרנינג בעזרת השם יתברך, פרשת בלק, and we have right at the beginning, the פסוק says, וירא בלק בן צפור את כל אשר עשה ישראל לאמורי. And right at the beginning, we have a lot of questions on the פסוק. And we start with the first word of the pasuk. Vayar Balak ben Zippor. Balak saw. What did Balak see? Actually, Balak did not see. He heard what happened with the Amori. That the Sihon Melech Amori and the Og Melech Bashan at Bnei Israel, they went to war against them and they won the war. All of this, Balak heard it. So why the pasuk said Vayar Balak ben Zippor? Balak saw. Chaurah, the pasuk should have said. ושמע בלק בן צפור את כל אשר עשה ישראל האמורי. Makes more sense. Why the pasuk says וירא בלק בן צפור? So I saw the חזקוני says וירא בלק וישמע בלק, כמו וכל העם רואים את הקולות. What is he saying here? He said whenever the Torah wrote the word וירא בלק and בלק saw, the Torah meant to say וישמע בלק and בלק heard. It says וירא בלק. He said that's not the first time. He said we have many times in the Torah, that the Torah uses the word ra'iyah on lashon shemi'ah. He said, for example, v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot v'et ha'lapidim by Matan Torah. They were seeing the kolot. How could you see the voice? The voice you cannot see. You could hear the voice, you cannot see it. Ela, when the Torah wrote v'chol ha'am ro'im et ha'kolot, the Torah meant v'chol ha'am shom'im et ha'kolot. Here also, when the Torah wrote v'yar balak ben tzippor, the Torah meant to say v'shama' balak ben tzippor. That's what the Haskuni says. The Ba'alat Turim says also the same thing, that when the Torah wrote Vayar Balak, the Torah meant to say Vayishma' Balak, and Balak heard. Okay, that's what he told us, but Be'ezer Hashem will try to understand it also differently. Be'ezer Hashem et Barach. I saw here Rashi at the beginning, and before we get to Rashi, we have the Pasuk also said, Et kol asher asa Yisrael la'emuri. Why the Torah here referring to Am Yisrael, asa, in singular form, asa Yisrael la'emuri? Pasuk should have said, "Et kol asher asu b'nei Yisrael la'emuri." Like the next pasuk said, "Ve'yagor Moab b'nei ha'am meod kirabu, ve'yakos Moab b'nei b'nei Yisrael." Right away, it doesn't say "Ve'yakos Moab b'nei Yisrael," "b'nei b'nei Yisrael." So here also, the pasuk should have said, "Et kol asher asu b'nei Yisrael la'emuri." Why the Torah here wrote in singular form, and took it to the board, right the next pasuk, "Ve'yakos Moab b'nei b'nei Yisrael." Not only this, second pasuk, ויגור מואב מפני העם מאוד כי רב הוא. And Moab, they were scared from Am Israel. Why? Because Am Israel, they were multiplying. 600,000 people, הגברים לבד מטף. All of them, they're coming to fight. So he was scared. Not only this, it happened all of this after what they saw and what they heard. That Am Israel, they did with Sihon מלך האמורי ולעוג מלך הבשן. They killed all the giants that they were, Sihon and Og, they were the giants in Eretz Israel. Like Rashi tells us in last week's parasha, Rashi says that when Am Israel, they wanted to go to cross the land of Sihon, the pasuk said, וישלח ישראל מלאכים את Sihon מלך האמורי לאמור, אעברה בארציך, לא נוטה בשדה ובחרם, לא נשתה מבאר, בדרך המלך נלך עד אשר נעבור גבוליך. So Am Israel sent peacefully, they sent him messengers to Sihon מלך האמורי, we just want to cross your land. We're going to our land, there's Israel. Just please let us cross through your land. We're not going to touch anything. We'll go straight until we get to our destination. We're not going to eat anything from your land. We're not going to destroy anything in your land. Just let us go through. That's all. Why not? Why he didn't let them? He didn't trust Ben Israel. If Moshe Rabbeinu told him, we're going to go through, we're not going to touch you. We're not going to go into your field, we're not going to eat your fruit, we're not going to, we have Be'erah Shel Miriam with us, we have Anani Kabod, we have man. All the food we have with us, we don't need anything from you. Just we're going to go through you, through your land, until we're going to get to Eretz Canaan. That's why, how come Sihon didn't let them go? Pasuk said, ולא נתן סיחון ישראל עבור בגולה. Why not? Rashi tells us over there, ולא נתן סיחון ישראל, לפי שכל מלכי כנען היו מעלים לו מס, שהיה שומרם שלא יעברו עליהם גייסות. said all the people of the land of Eretz Israel and the surrounding Arazot, they were also used to pay Sihon, used to pay him taxes. Why? Because Sihon, everyone knows who was Sihon, was the giant. Everyone's scared from him. So to protect them, they used to pay him salary, they used to pay him taxes. Why? Because Sihon should protect anyone who's coming to attack Eretz Kanaan. Sihon's protecting them, and Sihon's going to fight against them. And who's going to win the war against Sihon? No one could win the war against Sihon. So when Am Yisrael, they came, everyone knows about Sihon, he was very, very strong. When Am Yisrael, they came, Kivan she'amru lo Yisrael, e'abira be'artzicha, Am Yisrael told him, let us please just go through your land when I get to Eretz Kanaan. Told him, are you crazy? So he told him, Amar lahem, kol atzmi, any yoshib kan, ela kedei lashomram penechem, ve'etem omrim ken. So the whole purpose, they're paying me taxes. The people of Eretz Israel, Eretz Kanaan, they're paying me taxes, so I should not let anyone go to Eretz Kanaan. You're telling me peacefully, please let us go through, we're not going to touch you. Just want to go to Eretz Kanaan. They're paying me to protect them. So that's why he didn't let them. And Am Israel, they fought with Sihon, they killed Sihon. And everyone was scared for Am Israel. That's why the Pasuk said, Vayagor Moab mepeneha am meod ki rabu. They were very scared. Why? Because Rashi tells us here, Vayar Balak ben Zippor also, in the first Pasuk Rashi said, Amar, Elu shene melachim shehinu betuhim alehem, lo amdu bifnehem. Anachnu ala had kama vechama. Lefichach Vayagor Moab. So the Moab, Balak, he said, take a look here. These two giants, Sihon and Og, everyone was relying on them to protect their nation. And now these both giants, Moshe Rabbeinu, they killed both of them. Now of course, we have to be scared. That's why, Ve'yagor Moab m'peneha am me'od ki rabu, they got so scared. Ve'yakos Moab m'peneh ben Israel. So that's what Rashi tells us here, that's why they got scared. But also in this Pasuk, we have a problem. The Pasuk said, Ve'yagor Moab m'peneha am. Why here referring to Am Israel? Bilshon ha'am. He just told me. Vayagor Vayakos Moab Pene Bene Israel. Switching. In the beginning, the first Pasuk, Asher Asa Israel Laimor, in singular form. It doesn't say Asu Bene Israel Laimor. It doesn't say like this. It says Asher Asa Israel Laimor. Right after that, now the Pasuk referring to Bene Israel as ha'am. Vayagor Moab Pene ha'am. What's ha'am? What were we referring to Bene Israel? So why he calling them Na'am? And right after that, Vayakos Moab Pene Bene Israel. Switching back and forth, what's going on? This also we have to understand by the Rashi Tbarach. I saw the Hatam Sofer in Torat Moshe, this week's parasha, he quotes the Ramban in Parashat Vayhi. So maybe we'll start with the Ramban, then we go to Torat Moshe. We have the Ramban in Parashat Vayhi. The Pasuk says when Yaakov Abinu was giving the brachot to the Shvatim, Pasuk said, "Vani natati lecha shechem ahad ala achicha, asher lakachti miyad ha'emori b'harbi u'b'kashti." Yaakov Abinu, he told Yosef, "I'm going to give you extra share in Eretz Israel, you Yosef, shechem ahad ala achicha, that I took miyad ha'emori. I took from the emori b'harbi u'b'kashti. What's b'harbi u'b'kashti? בתאם אשר לקחתי מיד האמורי כי ישראל לקחו הארץ תחלה מיד האמורי כי סיחון ועוג שני מלכי האמורי היו. So סיחון ועוג, the first part that Am Israel started to conquer in Eretz Israel was the lands of סיחון ועוג, the land of the אמורי, כי סיחון ועוג שני מלכי האמורי היו, והמלחמה הראשונה והגדולה שהייתה להם בכיבוש הארץ הייתה לבניו של יוסף עם האמורי, היא מלחמת יהושע עמם. ובם נעשה הנס הגדול. כדכתיב, אז ידבר יהושע על אדוני, ביום תת אדוני את האמורי לפני בני ישראל. ומיד האמורי היה חלק ונחלה לבני יוסף. כמו שכתוב, וילכו בני מחיר בן מנשה גלעדה וילכדוה, ויורש את האמורי אשר בא. וגם בני אפרים נחלו בגבול האמורי. Let's see what Ramban is telling us, that the first part that Am Israel conquered in Eretz Israel at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, was the land of the Amori. Like you see the Pasuk also in Sefer Yoshua, also the Pasuk said over there, As yedaber Yoshua al Adonai, ביום תת אדוני את האמורי לפני בני ישראל. Also they conquered the Amori. And Ramban continues over here, וקרוב אלי עוד, שעשה יעקב כדרך שיעשו הנביאים, נטע ידו בחרב כנגד ארץ האמורי, וזרק שם חצים להיותה נכבשת לבניו. כי העניין שעשה אלישע וישים ידיו על יד המלך, ויאמר אלישע ירא ויור. ואף על פי שלא סופר כתוב כן, ירמזנו בפסוק הזה. ויתכן שזהו טעם אומרו אשר לקחתי, כי מאז לוקחה הארץ לבניו. ואז יתנו להסביר את הרמב"ן, יסד את ובן יעקב אבינו, he did just like all what the nabiim did do, they do like a remez, it's a prophecy for the generations to come, that עם ישראל, how are they going to conquer ארץ סיחון ונעוג, how are they going to conquer the Amori when they're going to enter to ארץ ישראל. So יעקב אבינו, he took his sword and he put it toward ארץ האמורי, and that was a remez that עם ישראל, they're going to win, they're going to conquer the Amori, and he threw an arrow toward the land of the Amori to teach Am Israel. It was a prophecy that Am Israel is going to conquer the land of the Amori in Eretz Israel. So let's see, what the Ramban is telling us. That's what Yaakov Abinu did. He said, even though the Pasuk doesn't say that this is what Yaakov Abinu did, but here with this Pasuk it said, Biharbi ubkashti, Asher lakachti miyan Amori biharbi ubkashti, is teaching us this action that Yaakov Abinu did, that was prophesizing that for the future that Am Israel is going to conquer the land of Amori. So here we come back to the Torah Moshe. He says here, "Vayar Balak ben Zippor et kol asher asa Israel la'Amori." Omer Ayin Harabban Parashat Vehi shekatab asher lakachti miyad Amori biharbi ubkashti. רוצה לומר שיעקב אבינו עליו שלום עשה פועל דמיוני ברוח הקודש וירח עצים ושלף חרבו נגד ארץ האמורי. Just we, what we explained. ועל ידי זה הייתה נכבשת לפני בניו. With these actions that יעקב אבינו did, he did the remez that with these actions already the land of the Amori, he could consider it as if it was already conquered. That's why the Pasuk said, אשר לקחתי. Like the Ramban also was medayek, we just read. I said, lakahti, lakahti is the past tense. He said, with the action that Yaakov Abinu did, it's already guaranteed that the land of the Amori would be in Israel. כמו שעשה אלישע, גבי יהורם. היין שם. ונראה, היינו לכתיב ויר בלק בן צפור, ויר בלק, what does mean ויר? ויר בחוכמה. כל אשר עשה ישראל, why is it singular form, אשר עשה ישראל לאמורי, not עשו בני ישראל? Because here the Pasuk is not talking about Ben Israel. The Pasuk is talking about Yaakov Abinu. Tashir Asa Israel. Because we know Yaakov Abinu's name is also Israel. Vayar Balak Ben Zippor, Balak, he understood Bechokhmah that the land of the Amori is already conquered to Ben Israel from the actions that Israel did. Who's Israel? Not talking about Ben Israel. We're talking about Israel Saba, Yaakov Abinu. That's why it says singular form. Asher asa Israel la'Amori, with the actions that Yaakov Abinu did, he threw the arrow and he put the sword toward the land of the Amori. With this, the land of the Amori considered as if it was already conquered. That's why it said Asher lakahti. Already, I took it already. That's what Balak here saw. Bayar Balak ben Zippor ra'a b'chokma asher asa Israel saba la'Amori b'harbi u'b'kashti. V'im ken, en mizeh ra'ya l'shar ha'umot. So Balak, he said, take a look. How come Am Israel, Rashi said they were scared because they already conquered these two giants, Sihon and Og. That's why they got so scared. Ve'yagor Moab b'nei ha'am me'od kirabu, they were so scared. But he said here, the Hatam Sofer said, no. Balak said, we don't have to be that scared. Why? Because all what they conquered, the land of Sihon and Og, it was in the zichut and the merit of their forefather, Yaakov Abinu. That he did the actions, he put his sword, he threw an arrow. With this, he was prophesizing that Am Israel, they're going to conquer the land of the Amori. So he said the fact that Am Israel, they conquered Sihon and Og, it was already made from their forefather Yaakov Abinu, that's why they conquered it. But for us, we don't have to worry about it. Why? Because Yaakov Abinu did not do any actions to be made amazed that Am Israel, they're going to conquer the land of Balak also. Not only this, the Pasuk said, "Al tatzar et Moab ve'al tetgar bam milhama." Am Israel, they were commanded not to start up with Moab. So he said, we don't have to be scared about it. So he says here, "The mashik abshu sihon ve'og haya al yedei harbo ve'kashto shel Israel tzaba, abal hem enam tzrichim lachush laze." However, mihu lilhom befo'al, that's why they were scared. But still, they're going to fight with us. Take a look how much, how many people they have, 600,000 people. So for this, he said, "Mi'ul al-hum b'fu'al." That's why they got scared. "Ve'yagur Moab, kirabhu b'teba." They're such a big nation. How could we fight against them? That's why they were scared. So he said, if that's the case, عَلْكَيْنَ تَحَكِمْ لِكَلِّلَمْ. If that's the case, so we'll go fight with them. How? In different ways. We're going to call up after Bil'am. Bil'am is going to come to curse Am Israel Hasb Shalom. That's the way we're going to win the war against them. That's what Balak is saying. That's why the Pasuk said, Vayar Balak min Sippor. And Balak saw, what did he see? He saw that the fact that Am Israel conquered Sihon and Og, it's not a big deal for us. That's here what the Pasuk said, Vayar. He understood what's going on over here. And also, the Mfarshim, they asked, he said, why the Pasuk says here, Etkol Asher Asa Israel La Emori? Who's that Emori? Sihon. Sihon Melech Emori. And Balak bin Zippor, he heard what Am Israel did to Sihon. He did not hear what they did to Og Melech Bashan also. How can the Pasuk be mentioning only Sihon, not Og? Etkol Asher Asa Israel La Emori. La Emori is Sihon. Le Sihon Melech Emori, wal Og Melech Bashan. So the Ibn Ezra, he says, La Emori, בקמצות הלמד, said under the lamed you have kamatz to teach you, והטעם לידוע שהוא סיחון ועוג. The pasuk is telling you, את כל אשר עשה ישראל, לא אמורי, referring to סיחון ועוג. ולא היו במלכי כנען גדולים כאלה. They were the strongest kings in ארץ כנען, and the pasuk, והעד, and the proof for this, pasuk tells us in ספר עמוס, אשר כגובה הרזים גובהו, וחסון הוא כאלונים. והשמיד פריום מעל ושאר השב מתחת. That was the Amalekim. That was Sihon and Og. Everyone knows who was Sihon and Og. פסוק תל אס ספר דברים. אשר אתה ידעת ואתה שמעת מי התייסב לפני בני ענק. They were the ענקים, they were giants. Nevertheless, we won the war against them. So here that פסוק said, לא אמורי. Ibn Ezra said that פסוק referring to Sihon and Og. But לכאורה, the pasuk, as I told you, לסיחון מלך האמורי ולעוג מלך הבשן. Sounds like the pasuk is referring only to סיחון. Why not to עוג? That's also we have to understand בעזר השם יתברך. I saw also in the Torah Moshe, he's coming here to answer how come the pasuk switching from ויגור מואב מפני העם מאוד קרבו ויקוס מואב מפני בני ישראל. Why switching back and forth between בני ישראל and העם? So he tells us here, we have Gemara in Masechet Hulin, Dav Semech Amud Bet tells us, the Gemara here quotes the Pasuk, Ki Heshbon, Eir Sihon Melech HaEmori Hi, Vehu Nilham B'Melech Moab HaRishon, Ve'ikach Et Kol Arso Miyado Ad Arnon. Vehu Nilham, and Sihon, he had a war against whom? Vehu Nilham B'Melech Moab HaRishon, Ve'ikach Et Kol Arso Miyado Ad Arnon. And Sihon, he had a war against Melech Moab, and he took all his land. He conquered all his land. The Gemara says over here, "May nafkal lan minna." What do we care? Why the Torah is telling us what's so important that we should know that Sihon, he conquered the land of the Moab. Ve'un l'ham b'melech Moab harishon, ve'kachat kol arso miyado. He took all Moab's land. Sihon conquered it. Who cares about what Sihon did? Why the Torah is telling us that Sihon, he had a war against Moab? Why do we have to know this? The Gemara said, no, it's very important. Why? Because the Gemara says here, De'amar lehu kadosh baruch hu le'Israel, al tatzar et Moab ve'al tetgar ba melchama. Kadosh baruch hu, he commanded ben Israel, we should not start up with Moab. You're not allowed to fight against Moab. You're not allowed to fight against them. Al tatzar et Moab ve'al tetgar ba melchama. So if that's the case, Amar kadosh baruch hu, Lite Sihon lipok ממואב ולתו ישראל ולפקו מסיחון. So הקדוש ברוך הוא, he wanted to give בני ישראל the land of Moab, but on the other hand, he commanded us not to have a war against Moab. So what הקדוש ברוך הוא did? He said, if that's the case, no problem. הקדוש ברוך הוא, he made Sihon conquer the land of Moab, and now the land of Moab, it's not called Moab anymore, it's under the authority of Sihon. Now Am Israel, they fight against Sihon, and they took all his land. Memela, they took Eretz Moab. We did not start up with Moab, we started up with Sihon. Sihon already took the land. V'hun al-ham, melech Moab ha-rishon, v'ikahat kol rasom yado ad-arnon. Since that's why the Torah is telling us this information, to teach us that Am Israel, we did not take these lands from Moab, because we were not allowed to start with Moab. Al-tasarat Moab, v'yatat garba mil-hama. Ela, we took it from Sihon. Sihon, before He conquered it from Moab, but Am Israel, we took it from Sihon. Behind the Amar Papa, Ammon and Moab, Tiharu be Sihon. Ammon and Moab, they were koshered. How? Because Sihon conquered them. Otherwise, we weren't allowed to conquer Ammon and Moab. Because Sihon conquered them, now we took it from Sihon. We didn't take it from Moab. That's what I said. That all the credits reserved to Sihon, because of you, Sihon, Baruch Hashem, we got the land of Moab. If it wasn't that you, Sihon, you conquered this land from Moab, we would never got the land of Moab, because we have Mizpah not to fight against them. That's what it says here. That means because Kol Zchiyot Shmurot to whom? To Sihon. Because of him, he deserves the thank you. That because of you, now we have the land of Moab. That's what it says over here. So based on this, comes here Hatam Sofer. He said, that's what the Pasuk says here. Vayagor Moab mpeneha am meod kirabhu. What's mpeneha am? He said, anywhere the Torah mentions the word ha'am, it's not referring to Ben Israel, it's referring to the Arab Rab that they had in Am Israel. The Arab Rab. And the Arab Rab, they do not have such a mizvah not to fight against the Moab. The mizvah or Am Israel. Am Israel were not allowed to fight against Moab, that Am Israel. But Vayagor Moab, not from Am Israel. They're not scared from Am Israel. Why? Because they know Am Israel, they have mizvah not to fight against us. But the Moabim, they were scared. Vayagor Moab, Peneha Am. They were scared from the Arab Rab. Maybe the Arab Rab is going to conquer the land of Moab. And Ben Israel, they're going to take it from the Arab Rab. Same way Am Israel took the land of Moab from Sihon. We weren't allowed to start up with Moab. Because Sihon conquered it from Moab, now we are allowed to take it from Sihon. So that's why here the Pasuk said, Vayagor Moab, Peneha Am. He says here in Torah Moshe, Daf Kuf Vav Amud Alef, עוד יש לומר שהיה ירא שהערב רב יכבשו תחלם מנו ואחר כך יקחו בני ישראל מהערב רב כמו עמון ומואב שתיהרו בסיחון כדיתה בגמרה במסכת חולין וזהו, that's what the pasuk says ויגור מואב מפני העם what's העם? היינו הערב רב כי רב הוא, היינו מערב רב שהיה רב מאוד וכנל that's why ויקוץ מואב מפני בני ישראל כלומר שלא יקחו בני ישראל אחר כך מהערב רב. But really, the fear that Moabim, they had, not from Am Israel, they had the fear from who? The fear from the Arab Rab. Because the Arab Rab, they do not have such a mitzvah not to fight against the Moab. That's why from them they were scared. But from Am Israel, they're not scared. Let's hear what Hatam Sofer tells us. Let's hear the differences. In the first Pasuk, it said the singular form, it was referring to Yaakov Abinu. Ve'yagor Moab Pene Ha'am, referring to Arab Rab. Ve'yakos Moab Pene Ben Israel, that's the real Ben Israel. If Arab Rab, they're going to take the land from Moab, Am Israel, they would take it from the Arab Rab, and it would be kosher like this. That's what Moab was scared about. That's what they tell us. But still, again, we have to understand why the Pasuk says here that Balak, he saw what Am Israel did, La'imuri. We explained to you one Pirush that Asher Asa Israel, referring to Israel Saba, to Yaakov Abinu, whatever Yaakov Abinu did, to Da'imuri, Beharbi, Bukashti. But simple understanding of the Pasuk, that what Am Israel did, to Da'imuri. But why the Pasuk is skipping Og Melech HaBashan also? Why the Pasuk skipping Og Melech Bashan? And even though we have Pasuk in Parashat Vayelech, Pasuk said, Ve'asa Adonai Lahem, Ke'asher Asa Le'sihon Wal'og Melchei Ha'emuri Wal'arsam Asher Shmid Otam. Pasuk says over there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do to all the kings in Eretz Israel, just like what he did to Sihon and Og, the kings of the Emuri. Asher Asa, Ve'asa Hashem Lahem, Ke'asher Asa Le'sihon Wal'og, the Pasuk called Sihon and Og Melchei Ha'emuri. He calls both of them Malchei Ha'emuri. So if that's the case, you could also tell me here the same thing. Asher Asa Israel La'emuri, referring to Sihon and Og. Just like the Pasuk in Parashat Vayelech, Asher Asa Sihon Wal'og, the Pasuk called Sihon and Og Malchei Ha'emuri. Both of them, they are called Malchei Ha'emuri, even though Og is called Melech HaBashan, but still, they're considered Ha'emuri. But you could answer it like this, but we could explain furthermore, because the Ba'al HaTurim here says something interesting. Vayar Balak, when supposed coming to explain what did Balak see, we explained that he heard. The Torah wrote the word Vayar, but the Torah meant that he heard. But he explained something else here, Ba'al HaTurim, different Pirush. Vayar Shira'a She'amda Lo Hama Le Moshe. He saw that the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why he was scared. And he says, Vayar begimatria nagdaha hama. Vayar gimatria nagdaha hama. The sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, where did the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu? What happened? So for this, Baal HaTorim, he quotes the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah. Let's open up the Gemara. It says here in the Gemara, in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Kafhei Amud Aleph, the Torah says here that at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, when he was conquering the Amori, the Pasuk said, Vayidom HaShemesh, Vayareya Hamad, Adikom Goy Oyeba, Valuhi Chetubah Al Sefer Yashar, Vayamod HaShemesh Bahasi HaShamayim, Velo Atzlabo Beyom Kiyom Tamim. That what the Pasuk said, Vayamod HaShemesh Bahasi HaShamayim, and the sun stood in the middle of the skies, Velo Atzlabo Kiyom Tamim. And the sun did not hurry, did not go normally like it used to do every day. Every other day, the sun, there's time from sunrise until sunset. But at the times of Yeshua ben Nun, the sun stood up, stood still in the heaven. It did not move. Like the Pasuk, Ve'amod ha-shemesh b'chatzi ha-shamayim. Middle of the day, the sun stood still, did not stop moving. And Ve'lo atzlabo, did not hurry to set, like it used to every other day. So here the Pasuk is telling us here, the Gemara that tells us here in Abu Dazara of Cafe, Ve'yamod ha-shemesh b'chatzi ha-yom, Ve'lo atzlabo ki-yom tamim, Ve'kama, how many hours the day was extended? Amar Yeshua ben Levi, 24 sha'ot. The day that Yeshua ben Nun was conquering the Amori, the daytime was 24 hours. Why? Azil sheet, Ve'kam sheet, Azil sheet, Ve'kam sheet. See, take a look at the pasuk. Ve'yamod ha-shemesh b'chatzi ha-shamayim. That means b'chatzi ha-shamayim, until the sun's gonna reach middle of the day, you need 6 hours. What's midday? Midday, 6 hours. See, so from after the sun reached the middle of the sky, now ve'yamod ha-shemesh. Now it stood. How much it stood? Same amount, same time that took the sun from sunrise until to become midday, that's 6 hours. It also says Ve'amod HaShemesh, it also stood another 6 hours. And after that, Ve'lo Atzlabo Kiyom Tamim. And the sun did not hurry to set like it used to every other day. So also, normally it takes the sun to set from middle of the day until sunset, 6 hours. Now it took it another 6 hours. It means the daytime was 24 hours. That's according to what Hakam. That's Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Elazar Omer, 36 hours the daytime was. Azil sheet vikam tirisar. Azil sheet vikam tirisar. Amidato keyom tamim. Said when the sun stood bahasiya harakiya, it stood just like the time it takes it from sunrise till sunset. And then the sun was delayed to set, just like the time takes it from sunrise to sunset. It means the sun rose until midday 6 hours, then stood still for 12 hours, then continued, normally it's supposed to take 6 hours. Now it was delayed 12 hours. It was delayed 12 hours. So now we have 12 plus 12 is 24, and the 6 until when the sun from sunrise until midday, 6 hours, and another 6 hours from midday until sunset. So 36 hours. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani umar 48 sha'ot. He said, Azil sheet become tiresar. Azil sheet become 24. Whatever it is, the Gemara goes mahloket here. How long the daytime of Yeshua ben Nun was when they conquered the Amori? One Hakam said it was 24 hours. One Hakam said it was 36 hours. One Hakam said it was 48 hours. Whatever it is, everyone agrees that Pasuk says clearly, Ve'amod ha-shemesh, the sun stood still. The Gemara continues here, Masechet Avodah Zarah, Tana, Keshem she'amda lo hama le'Yehoshua, kach amda lo hama le'Moshe, ul nakdimon ben Gurion. Same way the sun stood still for Yehoshua ben Nun, same thing, the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu and for Nakdimon ben Gurion. The Gemara tells us here all the stories. Nakdimon ben Gurion, the Gemara Masechet Ta'anit tells us the story. And Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara said, same way the sun stood still for Yehoshua, it stood also for Moshe Rabbeinu. Chaurad, it was supposed to be the opposite. The Gemara was supposed to say, same way the sun stood still for Moshe, it also stood still for Yeshua. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have clear psukim that the sun stood still for him. It's a limud. By Yeshua ben Nun, pasuk meforash. That's why the Gemara is learning the opposite. The same about Yeshua ben Nun, we have pasuk meforash that the sun stood still ve'yamud ha-shemesh. Shemesh be'gib'on dum ve'yareach be'emek ha-yalon. Pasukim, clear pasukim. That you have sun nagdalu ha-hama. Also by Moshe Rabbeinu. When? Where by Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara brings the ra'ya, gizra shava, ahel ahel, gizra shava. But Rashi tells us here, kach amda hama le'moshe be'melchemet Sihon. Rashi says here, Masechet Avodah Zarah, when did the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu? When Moshe Rabbeinu had the war against Sihon. So Rashi here, he did not say that the sun stood still by Melchemet Og, Melech HaBashan, only by Melchemet Sihon. If that's the case, now we see clearly what the Pasuk said. Asher asa Israel la'emori. What did Balak see? Vayar Balak ben Zippor, he saw, what did he see? He saw that the sun stood still. By whom the sun stood still? By Sihon or by Og? Rashi says here, by Sihon. That's why Asher asa Israel la'emori. Even though Og Melech HaBashan, the Pasuk was supposed to mention la'emori, and Melech HaBashan, also Og Melech HaBashan. But the Pasuk skipped Og Melech HaBashan because we did not see that the sun stood still at the war at Am Israel that Moshe Rabbeinu did against Og Melech HaBashan. We didn't see such a proof. Rashi says here, the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu when? By Melchemet Sihon. That's why the Pasuk mentioned only la'emori. Who's la'emori? La'Sihon, Melech ha'emori. That's everything. Now it's clear. Maybe we could also try to understand also what's the anyan that the sun stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu and for Yoshua ben Nun. What's the anyan? What's going on? I saw in Yalkut Shimoni. The Yalkut Shimoni tells us here in Sefer Yoshua, Remez Kaf Beit. The Midrash says here that when Yoshua ben Nun, he asked the sun to stand still, like the Pasuk said, as he debar Yoshua, and what did he ask? He says, "Vayomer le'anei Israel shemesh ve'gib'on dum, ve'yareach be'emek ayalon." So he requested from the sun to stand still. That's what the pasuk said. The midrash says here in Yalkut Shimoni, "Amar lo ha'shemesh, ata omer li dum. You're telling me to stop. Who are you to tell me to stop?" I told him, "Yesh katan poteach piv ve'omer le'gadol hemenu dum." Did you ever see a sun who tells a young boy who tells an older man, please keep quiet, now I'm talking? What are you asking me? Said in different words, said the sun was created way before Yeshua ben Nun. So you're the small guy, you're telling me what to do? I have to tell you what to do. The sun was created in the fourth day of creation. And you, human being, you were created when? The sixth day. So I'm older than you. You have to respect me. I don't have to listen to you. How come you're asking me? Shemesh be'gib'on dum. I don't have to listen to you. So Yeshua ben Nun, he answered him. Amar le Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun was replying to the son. Ben Horin katan sheyesh lo ebed zaken. Eino omer lo shtok. So he said, what happened if you have a master that he bought a slave, and the slave, he got older, and the master died, but the master, he had a young son. He has a young son, and the master, now he became the son. The son of the master, now he's the new master now. And the Ibed is much older than him. Could the master tell the Ibed, do this and do that? So, yeah, of course. Why? Because he's the master. Even though you're older, but you're Ibed. That's here what Yeshua ben Nun was telling the son. Even though probably you're older than me, yes. But you're Ibed to me. Why you rabbit to me? Said, "Lo kana Abraham abinu et shamayim v'chol asher betucho." Shneimar, Baruch Abraham le'el elyon kone shamayim v'aretz. Abraham abinu, he bought everything on earth. Everything belongs to him. And not only this, v'lo zu bilvad, ela sheishtahavita ke'ebed lifnei Yosef. You, the son, you were slave for my father, forefather Yosef HaTzaddik. How do you see this? The Pasuk said, "Vehenne Hashemesh veHayareach veAchad Asar Kochavim Mishtahavim Li." Even though it wasn't a dream, but whatever. So he said, "Achad Asar Kochavim Mishtahavim Li." So the sun was bowing down to my forefather Yosef HaTzaddik, and now I'm the new master after Yosef HaTzaddik. Even though you're older than me, I can tell you, keep quiet. That's what he told him over here. That really. That the son in the beginning did not want to listen to Yeshua ben Nun until Yeshua ben Nun proved it that the son was slave to Yosef at Tzaddik, and Yeshua, he came the new master instead of Yosef, and the son must listen to him. Why? Because the son was master to Yosef Tzadik, was slave to Yosef Tzadik. That's why Yehoshua, he could tell the son to stand still. That's why the son at the end had no choice, stood still, like the Pasuk said, Vayidom HaShemesh Vayareya Haman. That's what the Pasuk says, that's what here the Midrash is telling us. With this, maybe we could try to understand what the Ramban, we have Ramban in Parashat Matot. The Pasuk tells us here that when Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, they came, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu to get their share of Eretz Israel with the lands that they conquered from Sihon and Og. So they told Moshe Rabbeinu, Atarot v'dibon v'azev v'mrav v'chashvon l'alein, the land that they conquered from Sihon and Og, Eretz Muknehi v'la'avadecha Mukneh. This perfect match for us. We have a lot of Mukneh, we have a lot of behemoth. It's perfect land for us. We don't want to get our share in Eretz Israel. We'll get it here in Sihon v'Og, me'aber l'yardin. So after all the conversation between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Gad Bnei Reuben, he made a condition with them, you have to go to war, whatever, all the, you see it, Parashat Matot. But after that, the Pasuk says, V'yitin lahem Moshe l'bnei Gad v'l'bnei Reuben, v'lachatzi shebet menashe ben Yosef, et memlechet Sihon melech ha'emuri, et memlechet Og melech ha'bashan, ha'aris l'areha b'gbulot, arei ha'aris sabim. Moshe Rabbeinu, after they accepted the condition Moshe Rabbeinu did with them, that you must go conquer, you have to go fight the war to conquer Eretz Israel, then you could get your share, the land of Sihon and Og. You're saying it's perfect match for you, it's the best land for you, no problem, I'll give it to you, but you have to go to war to help your brothers conquer Eretz Israel. I told him, no problem, and they accepted everything. Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the land of Sihon and Og to whom? To Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, and half of Shebet Menashe. How did half Shebet Menashe jump into the picture over here? Who, the half Shebet Menashe, they did not want their land in Chutz La'aretz. How come Moshe Rabbeinu, we didn't see anything about Hasi Shebet Menashe. All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave the land of Sihon Na'og to Bnei Gad Bnei Reuben and half of Shebet Menashe. Who asked Moshe Rabbeinu to give the land to half of Shebet Menashe? They didn't open their mouth. We didn't see them saying anything over here. So the Ramban, he asked that question. Ramban asked over there, said, "Mati halla lo ba'u lefanav Shebet Menashe." They did not come to ask him to give them their share in Chutz La'aretz. They never asked for it. Abal, כאשר חלק הארץ לשני שבטים, ראה שהיא ארץ גדולה יותר מן הראוי להם, ובקש מי שירצה להתנחל עמהם, והיו אנשים משבט מנשה שירצו בה. אולי אנשי מקנה היו, ונתן להם את חלקם. That's what Ramban comes up here with the idea. He said, when Moshe Rabbeinu, he was splitting the series that they conquered from Sihon and Og among the tribes of Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben, he saw that the lands are too much for them. They still have another few series. So he asked from Am Israel, any volunteers, anyone who wants his share in Chutz La'aretz, wherever they are then? So half of Shebet Menashe, he told them, yeah, we'll take it here. We will also take our share. That means Moshe Rabbeinu, he offered whatever is left to Am Israel, anyone from Am Israel who wants to take this series. And there are a few people from Shebet Menashe, half of Shebet Menashe, probably Rambani said they also have carols, they have a behemoth. So they told Moshe Rabbeinu, we'll take it here. Even though they never asked for it, Moshe Rabbeinu offered it, and they chose it. Said, okay, we'll take it. That's what the Ramban tells us over here. Because otherwise, why did half Shebet Menashe jump here into the picture? They didn't open their mouth before. That's here what the Ramban was bothered, and that's an option the Ramban gave us. But we could also explain something simple, because we have Midrash Rabbah. The Midrash Rabbah tells us in Parashat Vayeshev, Parashat Pei Dalet Siman Chav, Pasuk said, Ve'ikra Ya'akob Simlotav Ve'yasim Sak Bemutnav. When the Shbatim, they sold Yosef, Yaakov Abinu heard this, so he ripped his clothes. Yaakov Abinu, he ripped his clothes. Who caused Yaakov Abinu to rip his clothes? The Shbatim. Rabbi Pinchas, the Midrash says here, Rabbi Pinchas, b'shem Rabbi Yoshaya Amar, Shbatim garmu l'abihem l'kroa' v'yechan afra' lahem b'mitzrayim. Sh'nemar v'yikre'u simlotam v'ya'amos ish al-hamuro v'yashubu ha'ira. Because the Shbatim, they caused Yaakov Abinu to rip his clothes a sign of abelut on Yosef, that he doesn't know what happened to Yosef. That's why Hashem punished them kibyachon, and they also had to rip their clothes out of tzar. When did this happen? When Yosef, he sent them with the gabia, with the goblet, he put it in their amtahat, and he sent the messenger after them, why did you steal the goblet of Yosef? To the Hasu Shalom, we didn't steal it. He checked them out, and he found it over there. Pasuk said, "Vayikra'usim lotam." They ripped their clothes out of tzar. Now, why? Because they said, "Ninu abadim ladoni gama nahnu gama shirun sa gabia biyadu." Why they were punished that they have to rip their clothes out of tzar? They said, "You know why? Because they caused Yaakov Abinu to do the same. Whatever middakin and middad, they caused Yaakov Abinu to rip his clothes. They have to rip their clothes also out of tzar. Same thing, middakin and middad." The midrash continues. Yosef garam lashbatim lekroah aman ben beno venifra'lo shneimar veikra' Yehoshua asim lotav. Same way Yosef, he caused the brothers to rip their clothes when he sent the messenger after them. Why did you steal the goblet? Also Yosef was punished. Yehoshua ben Nun, who came lematay Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. Yehoshua ben Nun came from Shevet Yosef. So the Yehoshua ben Nun, he also veikra' Yehoshua asim lotav. Midakin and midah. בנימין גרם לשבטים לקרוע, ואיך הנפרע לו? בשושן הבירה, שנאמר, ויקרוע מרדכי את בגדיו. Same thing happened to בנימין. מנשה גרם לשבטים לקרוע, לפיכך נתקרעה נחלתו, חצייה בארץ הירדן וחצייה בארץ כנען. מנשה, he caused the brothers to rip their clothes. Why? Because who was the messenger that Yosef sent to tell the שבטים that you stole the goblet of Yosef? The messenger was Yosef's son. No one else than Yosef's son. Yosef's son was Menashe. Menashe, because of you know that the whole Yosef was tricking them. You caused them to rip their clothes. You also have your nahala is going to be split apart. That's why the Midrash says here, that's why Netkara'a nahalato hasiya be'eretz Yerdem, hasiya be'eretz Kena'an. So that's why, based on this Midrash, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, it was keep a whole punishment for Shebet Menashe. Half of Shebet Menashe, they're going to get their share be'ever the Yerdin, and half of them in Eretz Israel. Why? Because Menashe himself, he caused the Shbatim to rip their clothes. That's why his share was split apart. That's what here it tells us. But based on the Ramban we just read from Parashat Vehi, in the beginning by Yaakov Abinu, they said, you see from there that Am Israel, really, how did they conquer the land of the Amori in Eretz Kena'an? Said, in what zechut they conquered the land of the Amori? The Midrash HaKodesh only just read you that the sun did not want us stand still for Yehoshua ben Nun. Until Yehoshua ben Nun, he mentioned the zechut of Yosef HaTzadik. He told the sun, you, the sun, you bow down to my forefather Yosef HaTzadik. And only because when the son heard the name of Yosef Tzaddik, accepted, and stood still in the middle of the sky. And that's why Yehoshua ben Nun, he won the war. Because the son stood still, Yehoshua ben Nun, he won the war against the Amori. That means Am Israel, at the time of Yehoshua ben Nun, they won the war against the Amori in the zechut of Yosef Tzaddik. That's why, and also the Ramban tells us here, that Arsot Sihon ve'Og, so the Parashat Vehid, the Ramban tells us, Arsot Sihon ve'Og, it was Asher lakachti miyad Amori b'harvi b'kashti. We just explained. What b'harvi b'kashti? That the sign that Yaakov Abinu did with his sword and with his bow and arrow. That's a sign that Yaakov Abinu did. With this, Eretz Kena'an, Eretz Sihon ve'Og, it was already conquered for Ben Israel, guaranteed for Ben Israel. So you see, the share that Arsot Sihon ve'Og, that Moshe Rabbeinu conquered, it was in the zechut of Yaakov Abinu, and Yaakov Abinu, he gave that share to whom? To Yosef Tzaddik. And the land that Yehoshua ben Nun he conquered from the Amori in Eretz Israel, it was also in the zechut of what? Zechut of Yosef Tzaddik, because the son did not want to stand still until the son heard the name of Yosef Tzaddik, that the son was slave to Yosef Tzaddik. That's why the son stood still. And in the zechut of Yosef, they won the war against the Amori, Yehoshua ben Nun, in Eretz Israel. That's why you have two lands in Eretz Israel and the land of Sihon and Og. Both these lands, we got it in the zechut of Yosef Tzaddik. So that's why Yosef Tzaddik, he has to get his share in Eretz Sihon and Og and in Eretz Israel. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, he split Shebet Menashe, he gave half Shebet Menashe in Arsot Sihon ve'Og, and half of them in Eretz Kena'an. Why? Because both the lands of the Amori in Eretz Israel and Ma'aber the Yarden, we got it in the zechut of Yosef. That's why it has to be split. I want the Shvatim of Yosef Tzaddik. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, even though Shevet Menashe, they never asked for the land of Sihon and Og, Moshe Rabbeinu gave it to them. That's the Anyan over here. Both these lands were conquered in the Zechut of Yosef. That's why he split it, and he gave them share in Israel and share Be'er Yeridim. But also, the Yilkut Shimoni, also he continues over here, also in Yeshua, the same remez, remez Chaf Be'et. He says here, Zehu she'amar ketub mizrach shemesh ad mibo'o mehulal shem Adonai. What's mizrach shemesh ad mibo'o? He says here, he said, Mishaa she'shemesh zureyach ad shehu shukaya mekales leha kadosh baruch hu. From the time that the sun rises in the morning until it sets at night, all this time the sun is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu non-stop. The sun is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu non-stop. Shneimar, Mimizrach Shemesh, until from sunrise, until sunset, Mehulal Shem Hashem. What's Mehulal Shem Hashem? The sun is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying Shira, singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sun. וכן אתה מוסה בשעה שעמד יהושע בגבעון ובוקש לשתק את החמה, when יהושע בן נון, he wanted the sun to stand still, what happened? לא אמר שמש בגבעון עמוד. He didn't say, sun, please stop moving. שמש בגבעון דום, keep quiet. What do you mean, keep quiet? יהושע בן נון, different פירוש של המדרש, saying now, ילקוט שמעוני, he said, Yahushua ben Nun, he didn't tell the sun to stand still. He told the sun to keep quiet. Why? Because as long as the sun, Mizrach Shemesh, from sunrise until sunset, Mehulal Shem Hashem. The sun is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly, non-stop, from sunrise until sunset. And when Yahushua ben Nun, he asked the sun to stand still, as if he's asking the sun to stop praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shemesh be'gib'on, dom. Didn't say amod, dom, keep quiet. Stop praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. אלא כל שעה שהוא מהלך הוא מקלס לקדוש ברוך הוא, וכן כל שעה שהוא מקלס יש בו כוח לעמוד. לכך אמר לו יהושע אדום. אמר לו השמש, so then the sun was telling to יהושע בן נון, אתה אומר שאדום? ומי אומר קלוסו של הקדוש ברוך הוא? You want me to stop praising הקדוש ברוך הוא? Who's gonna praise הקדוש ברוך הוא instead of me? The sun was asking to יהושע בן נון. אמר לו, יהושע answered the sun, שתוק ואני אומר שירה במקומך. I'm going to say, I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of you. It's Neymar, as Yedaber Yehoshua. As Ela Shirash Neymar, as Yashir Moshe. That means instead of the sun praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now Yehoshua ben Nun is going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what it's brought down here in the Midrash, Yilkut Shimoni, that you see, even though L'chaora, the person might see the sun, every morning it rises from the east and sets at the west. What does it do? So they're happy, they're doing their job. Their job is to bring light on the earth. That's what normal people, they look at it, they see that's the job. The sun was created to bring light on earth. But here the Midrash telling us, forget about this. The sun is hiding its actions, whatever it's praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, Mizrach Shemesh, Ad Mebo'o, non-stop. The sun is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Furthermore, we have Gemara. Masechet Sanhedrin, the Gemara tells us here, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Alef Amud Beit, Amar Le Antoninus Le Rebbe. Antoninus was very friendly, he was the king, he was very friendly with Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. So he asked him, Amar Le Antoninus Le Rebbe, Penema Hama Yosit Bemizrach Veshukaat Bemarab. He asked him a simple question, how come the sun rises in the east and sets in the west? Why not the opposite? Amar le, so Rabbi, he answered him, Ihava ibcha, nameha hachi hava amartli. So, and if the sun, let's imagine the sun was rising from the west and setting by the east, you wouldn't have a question? So, whatever the sun's gonna do, I know he's gonna ask you a question. So, what kind of question are you asking? So, if it's gonna be the opposite, you're also gonna say, oh, why is it like that? So, what kind of question are you asking? Then Antoninus, he told Rabbi, he said, no. Amar le hachika amin alach. My question, probably you didn't understand my question. Min penema shuka'at b'ma'arab. I'm not asking how come the sun rises in the east and sets by the west. That's not my question. My question, how come the sun rises at the east and does not set back from the same place that came from? Let the sun rises from the east and sets by the east also. Why? So Rashi explains over here. מפני מה שוקעת במערב, תסובב את כל העולם עד שתחזור למקום זריחתה למזרח, ותשקע. דיה והכי לא ואמינה לך מפני מה שוקעת במזרח. דנוהג העולם הוא, דנוהג העולם כך הוא, מקום שיצא שם נכנס. Normally, every person, he leaves the house in the morning, at night he comes back to the same house, doesn't go to a different house. So the same way, the same place he left from, you come back to the same place. But here the sun rises from the east and sets by the west. Why? Let the sun rises from the east, make a circle around the Kadur Ha'aretz and sets at the same place at the east. That's my question. That's what Antoninus was asking Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Amarle, oh, now I understand the question. Amarle, if that's your question, Amarle, you know why? Kedel ten shalom lekuna. Shneimar, utzba shamayim lecham shtahavim. He said, the reason why the sun rises at the east and sets by the west, why? Because the sun wants to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the sun's gonna rise until midday and then it's gonna set back, it doesn't show that the sun is bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because we know Shekhinah is b'ma'arab. Shekhinah is by the west. So that's why the sun, it rises from the east and after midday it starts kibyachol bowing down toward the west, which is the Shekhinah over there, as if a slave was bowing down to his master. That's why the sun sets by the west. Doesn't make a circle, goes back to the east, it sets by the west. Rashi says here, כדי לתן שלום לקונה לקדוש ברוך הוא שיש שכינה במערב, וכיוון שמגעת עד מערב, הולכת ומשתחווה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא שבראה, ולכן שוקעת ונכנסת כפופה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. That's why it's bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it sets by the west. Amarle, he wasn't satisfied, Antoninus. Amarle, veteti ad palga derakia, veten shelama, veti'ul misham. So if that's the case, let the sun rises from the east until it gets to middle of the day. Then middle of the day, bow down, drop, but then disappear. Where is it going to go? Then it go up and it'll disappear. And he told him, no, if that's the case, mishum po'alim, mishum obre derakim. Rashi says, משום פועלים, דאילו היה כן, היה מחשיך פתאום, שכשהחמה באמצע הרקיע המהירה ביותר, וסבורים העם שיש עדיין שהות ביום, והיו פועלים שוהים במלאכתן עד שחשיכה, ועוברי דרכים נמה, לא היו יודעים מתי יחשוך, לבקש להם בית לינה, ולכן שוקעת המערב שכשהיא הולכת ומשפלת את עצמה, והולכת קלי אורה, ויודעים שמגיע שעת החשיכה. So what Rashi is saying here, he said, if the sun is going to rise from the east and then bow down a little bit and then disappear, go up and disappear, he said, then when the sun's by the middle of the day, that's when it gives the most of the light. So people on earth here, they're seeing that the sun at the middle of the day, all of a sudden the sun disappeared and it became dark all of a sudden. So people they would get mixed up over here. That's why the sun, after it gets to middle of the day, it starts coming down. When the sun comes down, then people see that it's becoming darker, darker, until the sun sets all the way, so they prepare themselves. That's what it says here in the Gemara. But whatever we see from this Gemara, that the sun, not only Mizrach Shemesh Ad Nebo'ot, is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the east until west, the sun is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's also bowing down like Ibed Mishtahaveh L'Rabbo. So you see, that's all the ma'ala, that the sun is hiding all its actions, hiding it. But after what? People think that the sun only is rising to bring light on earth. But really, and in deeper meaning, what the sun is doing, really the sun is bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And maybe that's what the Pasuk said, V'ahavav kiset ha-shemesh b'gburato. That's what the Pasuk comparing the tzaddikim, like, just like the sun. Same way the sun, it hides its ma'asim tobim, it's really the sun, Mizrach Shemesh, Ad Nebo'ot, it's praising Kadosh Baruch Hu and bowing down also. So, but for the eyes of the people, they don't see this. So really the sun's hiding its good deeds, it's doing something good, but it's hiding it. That's why the Pasuk said, comparing to tzaddikim, when the tzaddik, he does ma'asim tobim, he does it secretly. Why? Because the more secretly the person does ma'asim tobim, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu likes. מרב טובך אשר צפנת לראיך, פעלת לחוסים בך נגד בני אדם. The Gemara tells us that whenever a person he does mitzvah baseter, any mitzvah that the person do it privately, he doesn't publicize the mitzvah that he did. The Kadosh Baruch Hu prays him a lot of reward that even the Nevi'im they do not know how much reward is gonna get for it. Marabtu becha she safanta lirecha. What's the reward that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is gonna give to people? Ashit safanta. The people they're doing their actions bitzana. What's the reward? The pasuk doesn't say. It's a lot. How much a lot? We don't know. But pa'alta lahausim bach neged bnei adam. Those who do the mitzvot neged bnei adam in front of people, then the nevi'im they do see pa'alta. Then people they do see it. The nevi'im they do see the reward. But the person who does the ma'asim tovim baseter, that's what the Kadosh Baruch Hu likes him more. That's why ve'avav kiseh shemesh begvurato. So now here, when the Midrash here is telling us that the son was praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, and Yeshua ben Nun asked the son, Shemesh begibaon dom, please keep quiet. The son asked Yeshua ben Nun, who's going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu? Who's going to bow down? Who's going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu instead of me? All the times, non-stop, I'm praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Who's going to praise him now? Yeshua told him, don't worry, I'm going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu instead of you. Still, you know how the sun is big. The Rambam told us Be'alchot Yisudei Torah. He said the sun is approximately 170 times bigger than the whole earth. Almost 170 times bigger. So you could imagine how much the sun is praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Yeshua ben Nun, he's gonna make up with whatever the sun is not praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshua ben Nun is gonna make it up. And Farshim said, yeah. The Yeshua ben Nun, he could make it up. Why? Because Yeshua ben Nun is a human being. Human being, he has Yisra Rara, he has Ta'avot, and he has to push all these Ta'avot. He has put away all his Yisraim to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu as Yisra Rara. So when a person does an action in praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, then his Ma'ala is bigger than the sun. See, also in the Gemara Masechet Hagiga, we learn together. The Gemara tells us over there that there are Shib'a Rekiim in heaven. We have seven Rekiim, and the Gemara tells us here, it says Ma'on, one of the Rekiim is called Ma'on, Shibbo kitot shel melachei sharet, sheomrot shira belayla, vechashot bayom pene kibudan shel Yisrael. Shneimar, yomam yitzavei Adonai chasdehu belayla shiro ami. That's what the Gemara is telling us here in Hagigah, the Yud Bet Amud Bet, that the Malachim, they praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu at night time, but during the daytime, the Malachim, they keep quiet. Why? Because Israel, they're praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you see, obviously, you could imagine how much praise the Malachim, they're giving to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You could compare their Shira, like our Shira. The Gemara says, yeah. Our Shira is even better than the Malachim's Shira. When Am Israel, they sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim, they keep quiet. Whenever Am Israel, they're not praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the Malachim, they praise Kadosh Baruch Hu. But whenever the time comes that Am Israel should praise, the Malachim, they keep quiet. Why? Because the Ma'ala of Am Israel praising Kadosh Baruch Hu is bigger than the Ma'ala of the Malachim praising. So if that's the case, Kol Shekein, you could say here, when Yeshua ben Nun, he asked the son, please keep quiet, the son asked him, who's going to make it up? Who's going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu instead of me? I'm going to take care of it. You could take care of it? Yeah, of course, you could take care of it more than you. That's the Anyan HaTchachim, you tell us. That Anyan Yeshua ben Nun, he stopped the Hama. What do you mean he stopped the Hama? To teach us that the power of the praising, the power of the words that Yeshua ben Nun, praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Bar Yehoshua was praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, the power of his prayer was bigger than the power of the praise that the son praises Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Anyan HaTchachim teach us over here. That's the Anyan that Yeshua ben Nun, he stopped the Hama. The son was praising Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeshua ben Nun stopped it to teach us the power of the mouth of the person that he could praise more than what the son praised, more than what the Malachim even praised. That the power of the mouth that the person has. And here also the same thing. That's what Balak here. Vayar Balak ben Tzippor, et kol asher asa Israel Amori. Balak, he saw. What did Balak see? Vayar Balak, the Baal Turim tells us here that he stopped the Hama. Vayar Balak, the what? That the son stood still for Moshe Rabbeinu. What does mean the son stood still? If the son stood still, who's going to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu instead of the son? Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Yoshua ben Nun, he made up the praise, the Shira of the son. Also, Moshe Rabbeinu could also do the same thing. With the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, he stopped the son. That means we could praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of the sun. So if that's the case, he saw Balak that the power of Am Yisrael in their mouth, when we sing, the Malachim to keep quiet. When Am Israel is singing Hashim Bayom Peneke Budan Shel Israel, whenever Am Israel praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Malachim they keep quiet. Take a look how much power Am Israel they have in their mouth. That's why Rashi tells us here in the beginning of the parasha, he sent Malachim Bayomer Moab El Zekne Midian. Why he sent to Zekne Midian? Rashi tells us here, ומראה מואב לטול עצם מדיין. What do you want from מדיין? Why you went to מדיין? כיוון שראו את ישראל נוצחים שלא כמנהג העולם. Whenever מואב, they saw the Am Israel, they're winning, everywhere they go, they win the war. Said, what's their power? Even Sihon and Og, they were giants, they killed them. What's their power? What's their secret, Am Israel? אז אמרו להם, מנהיגם של אלו במדיין נתגדל. The leader of Am Israel, he grew up where in Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu, he grew up in Midian. Ve'yeshev be'eretz Midian, ve'yeshev al ha'be'er, he grew up by Yitro. So if that's the case, nishal mehem ma b'dato. That's why Moab, Balak, he said, we have to find out from Moab, from Midian, what the secret of the leader of Am Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu. He grew up by them. Maybe they should know. So Amru Lahem, he sent messengers to Midian. Amru Lahem be Midian, ein kocho ela b'fiv. The power of Moshe Rabbeinu is in his mouth. As Amru, if that's the case, afa nahnu nabu alayhim bi adam shekuhu bifiv. If that's their power, we're also going to bring someone who has a power in his mouth. Who was that? Bil'am. Ki yada'ati et asher tibarech mi borach wa asher ta'ur yu'ar. That's here. Even though Ibn Ezra told us that really Bil'am, he was a magician. So whenever he sees the mazal of one person is going to go down, he jumps to him and he curses him for no reason. He curses him, why? Because he knows his mazal is going to go down. After that, that guy is going to see that his mazal went down. He's going to say, why his mazal went down? For sure, because Bil'am cursed him. But he doesn't know that Bil'am, he saw the mazalot, that his mazal is going to go down. That's why he cursed him. Whenever he used to see someone, his mazal is going to go up, he jumps next to him and gives him berachot. So that's why people used to think that Bil'am et asher tibarech mibarach wa asher ta'or yu'ar. That's why here what Moab, they thought that the power of Bil'am is also in his mouth. That's why he said, we're going to call him to curse Ben Israel. But they didn't know that Am Israel, when they pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they pray not like Bil'am HaRasha Hasu Shalom. Our prayer goes straight to Bukia Shab'ar Ki'im, as we see in Midrash Tanhuma. We'll end up with this beautiful Midrash Tanhuma. He tells us in this week's parasha, Siman Yuddalet, he says here, Loh bit avin b'Yaakov, ve'lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael, amar Bil'am, enu mistakel b'abirot sh'b'yadam, ve'enu mistakel ela b'zchut sh'lahim. Bil'am, he told Balak, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't look at the abirot that Am Yisrael do, Adraba, he looks at the mitzvot that Am Yisrael do. Hashem Elohav amu, az amart ali l'chana ara li Yaakov. You called me Balak, you called after me, you want me to curse Yaakov, you want me to curse Bnei Israel. So he gave him mashal, he told him, Perdes she'eno shamur, ha-ganab yachol lehaziko. Ve'im yashen ha-shomer, nechnas ha-ganab. If someone has the garden, if there's no one to watch it, he could go steal anything from it. And if there is a guard, but the guard he fell asleep, he could also go steal whatever he wants. However, Am Israel ve'elu, hene lo'anu ve'lo yishan shomer Israel. How do you want me to curse Ben Israel? Kadosh Baruch Hu, he never sleeps. Lo enu velo yishan, Shomer Israel. Hashem Elohav amu. Amar lo Balak, ve'eni yachol lagat bahem p'nei Moshe shem shem Iran. Moshe is over there, I cannot touch them. Re'ei Yehoshua, she'omed aharav u'ma'asav. Take a look what happened to Yehoshua ben Nun. His students, he fought against all the Sihon and Og, and he won the war. Amar lo, afuka shekimoto. What happened? He told him, also, if that's Yehoshua, Kol Shekein Moshe Rabbeinu, it's also strong. I cannot do anything to Am Israel. Hashem Elohav Amo Tru'at Melech Bo. So he said, Tokeya Umeriya Umapil Huma. Take a look, with Am Israel, they didn't do anything. When Yehoshua ben Nun, they came to conquer Yericho, how did they conquer Yericho? They blew the shofar, and the walls of Yericho, that no one was able to break it, disappeared. How? By taking out shofar. He blew the shofar, and the wall disappeared. מפיל חומה. אל מוציאם מצרים. אמרת לי, עם יצא מצרים מעצמן, אבל אינו כן, אלא הוא הוציאם. כי תועפות ראים לוקח עם דתו, חתו כמעה הורידם כעוף, שנאמר, אפרים כעוף התעופף כבודם, זכו מעלה נמרו אימן, שנאמר, מאלה כעבתי עופנה. כן, so he continues here, the Midrash, he tells them, עם ישראל, you want me to curse עם ישראל? I cannot curse עם ישראל, why? Because their power is in their mouth. That's why בלעם, at the end, he said, מטבו אהליך יעקב משכנותיך ישראל. After he saw the power of עם ישראל, it's in their mouth, מטבו אהליך יעקב, what's אהליך? יונתן עוזיאל says, on the pasuk, אהליך, that's בתי כנסיות, בתי מדרשות. They sit down, and they learn Torah, they pray to הקדוש ברוך הוא. Their power is in their mouth. That's why the pasuk said, אל תראי תולעת יעקב. How come the pasuk is comparing עם ישראל to תולעת, to a worm? Why דווקא to a worm? The Gemara tells us the same way the worm. What's the power of the worm? Doesn't have a hand. Hardly it could crawl on the on earth. What's the power of the worm? It's mouth. Could you know eat with its mouth? That's the whole power of the worm. Other than its mouth, nothing. She can't do anything. The same thing. Am Israel. All of their power is in their mouth. Whenever they pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they scream to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is there to help them. There's big Gezerot, there's whatever there is. There's Balak is coming, is calling Bil'am to curse Am Israel. Am Israel, they pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tokeya or Mapil Homa. They pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, they destroy everything. That's their power. That's the power of Am Israel. That's what Balak he saw. Vayar Balak min Tzippor, he saw that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu, he stopped the sun. He stopped the sun, that means the power of Moshe Rabbeinu, he's going to praise Kadosh Baruch Hu instead of the sun. When Am Yisrael, they say Shira, the Malachim, as we said in Masechet Hagigah, they keep quiet. Why? Because Am Yisrael, they have big power in their mouth. Whenever Am Yisrael, they pray to come closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there, and He helps them from all the Sarot, that if there are Chas V'Shalom, anything coming, Am Yisrael, they pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem save them. That's why here, by the Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us, that now this Sunday, Tzom Sheba'asar B'Tammuz, this year falls on Shabbat, but was pushed off until Sunday. But everything is possible. With Am Yisrael, they pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. With our prayers, we come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't need to fast this fast. Not Shabbat Asar V'Tammuz, not Sha'biyab, not all the other fasts. Like the Pasuk said, Soma Rabi'i, Soma Hamishi, Soma Shabi'i, Soma Asiri, Yehu Lebet Yehudal, Sassoun, Simchaun, Ma'adim Tobim, Ve'amit V'Shalom Yehabu. Bezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu should help all of us that we should only praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu and learn Torah with our mouth. Be Mekadesh our mouth, and then Mekadesh Baruch Hu, Rasul Nirav Yaaseh, V'Chevata Nishma V'Yosheim, Nizkir all the brachot, Tubim V'Torah, Amen V'Amen. Rabbi Hananam Nakshu, Amir Asakot, Baruch Hu, Zakot Israel.